Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here at the Smoky Mountain Speedway before tonight's World of Outlaws Morton Building Late Model Dirt Series race. Got Dale McDowell with me. Dale, coming off a really good weekend last week, you picked up a win of Cherokee. Do you feel good going in tonight?
Well, I do. You know, it's tough anymore. I mean, that's we had everything just went our way last week at Cherokee. I think we've had speed. We had speed when we were at Speed Weeks, but it just seems like you got to have everything to go together. You got to be in the right heat race on the right row. You know, so everything, just all the stars lined up for us at, last week at Gaffney. So hopefully you can get them lined up here. But with this level of competition, I mean, it's tough. You got to have everything go your way. But man, that's what makes it fun for those race fans. So yeah. It makes it a headache for us. But you know, we'll just give it our best shot. I think everything's running good. And Shane's got everything where it needs to be. And so if I can do my job and we'll get everything lined up, we'll have a good night.
For a guy who's never sat in a race car before, to me, Cherokee and Smoky Mountain look like there's a lot of similarities. Is that true?
It is. The size-wise and speed-wise, definitely. The surface is a good bit different. Over there, it's kind of sandy and kind of blows and chews on tires a little bit. Here at Smoky Mountain, more clay, more polish. You know, so with them starting a little earlier, it may be a little different, you know, but typically once it gets dark, this place will polish off and get a little shiny. And so when that happens, it becomes more of a, you know, more of a lesser amount of wheel spin, you know, I should say, so less aggressive style. So maybe it fits us old guys. but it should be, you know, I think cool temperatures and they've changed the shape a little bit. So I know it's something a little bit different for them. You know, but I think it'd be a good show.
For a guy who doesn't run with one of the national tours, advantage or disadvantage to just drop in occasionally?
Well, the advantage is, you know, we can actually go in and we're fresh. The disadvantage is the amount of laps, you know, those guys get. Because we unload against them in Florida. They've been down there a couple weeks practicing and then a week racing. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're a little behind on our setup stuff. But usually, you know, our stuff's fresh, you know. So, but that's what we do. I mean, that's what we're probably going to do to like quit racing as long as Shane owns it. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to run, you know, 40-ish races a year. And so if we can stay competitive, we're happy.
Yeah, you make a good point about them with the constant testing and everything. Technology on these things changes weekend to weekend, doesn't it? And how much of an advantage do they have as far as they know what's happened, what the latest and greatest is?
Well, our changes seem to go smaller and more important now. You know, now the cars are already in attitude. They're already in a race platform more easily than they were years ago. So used to, we'd adjust our car with bars and things, you know, to make it get in that attitude. And now, you know, it's already in that attitude, so we're making other changes. And really, the little bitty changes seem to make a huge difference. You know, the cars are all sealed off. It's a lot of aero now, you know. But it makes the racing good, because if you follow somebody, you're not in good air. So we're searching for good air and searching for angles and stuff like that. So I think the competition side of it's great. But it does, you know, when you start, sometimes you can miss just a little bit and be outside the top 10, you know, so that's tough.
And 2/10 is a world of difference
Enormous, you know, enormous. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, it's so, you can go out and set fast time, you know, and go out and outside line, be dominant at that point of the night or something like that, and end up, you know, toward the back. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's there's a big swing, you know, in transitions, you know, and what little changes we make to our cars. But it is, I mean, like I said, it's huge on the little bitty changes and the stuff that we have to do in the seat, mental-wise, as far as driving the cars a little bit different with those changes. So hopefully, you know, you go and give it your best. And when you leave, if it's a good night, you take positive notes. If it's a bad night, you write down everything you think you should have done. But it's all fun.
All right, and then last question: you're not a regular on this tour, so you don't have to worry about points. So, how does that affect the mindset going in and the preparation going in?
Well, I mean, obviously, I have points raced in the past, you know, and so you race a little more cautious. You're a little more cautious on your driving judgments, so you're a little more cautious on your setups or tire choices or things like that. So where we kind of just throw caution to the wind, you know, I mean, if we feel like we'll gamble if we're, you know, in the back or something, you know, and obviously if you're up front, you're going to be a little more conservative on your on your changes, your setup changes, and your tire choices. But I mean, obviously, it's easier for us because we don't have that pressure of the points. So that makes it nice. But other than that, I think all these guys are pretty even.
All right, we appreciate you, sir. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's Dale McDowell. I'm Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com. Keep up from Smoky Mountain all night.